And I'm just excited, man. I think everyone's got something amazing inside here and inside here to share with the world. And part of my mission and part of my purpose while I'm here is to help people unleash that, unlock that creativity, unleash that creative, and go live a fulfilled life in business and life, whatever, you know, relationships, anything. I think that for a long time in my life, the reason I'm so passionate about that is because I kept it in for so long. And I had these gifts and these talents and these things I could have shared with the world, but I just, because insecurities or society or what I thought I should be in business mm-hmm. was different than what I really was. And I was just, this whole time I could feel myself kind of fighting with it. Like I'm not the suit and tie person. Like I have this kind of different outgoing personality that's kind of goofy, you know, like, and I just didn't feel like I always fit in. And when I started this business and really like unleashed my own creative, it really taught me that, wow, you really can lean into yourself and who you are and your purpose. And then I just became so passionate about helping other people do the same exact thing.
Hey, everyone, two very quick disclaimers. The first is the most important one. Alex Sheridan's incredible. You're going to love this episode. So much value on video content and creation. Disclaimer number two, the dog was barking like crazy. There's someone working on the deck outside. They're being really loud. And then the internet exploded as well. So it's a noisier podcast. It's not the quietest one I've ever done, but it is one of the best ones I've done. So do enjoy the show, and I'll talk to you soon. Welcome, everyone, to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Baubert Marketing, LLC. If you love to learn, be inspired, and succeed, we're here to speak and teach. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I believe if you're not living, you're dying. You're not growing, you're withering. And if you're not engaged, you can turn this off right now. Because we here at LST are lifelong learners. And listen, I'm not your guru. I'm an ordinary guy on a journey to learn from the experts. My goal is to host each conversation with a beginner's mindset. Learn and let the experts speak and teach their truths. Join us! Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe. This episode is brought to you completely free. Get some stake in the game here. My fee for the show only takes a few moments. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Bonus points. Please leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right, let's get started. I am here with Alex Sheridan. Alex, what's up, man? How are you today?
Doing fantastic. How about yourself, Ben?
I'm fantastic. I'm excited to have you here because I see you as pretty much a video content guru where you're all over LinkedIn. The stats show that everyone loves it. It's not just me, but you're creating rap videos. You're creating what, edutainment. You're empowering people to create content on their own. And I'll admit, you know, Alex and I haven't met each other, but I saw what he was doing. I saw that it was on a higher scale than what I already do. And I'm like, listen, I got to find a way to get this guy on the show because I'm sure that me and all of you can learn a ton from Alex. Alex, what exactly do you do? Introduce your company, actually. Let's start with that. Just a little bit about what you do nowadays.
Yeah, so I run and own a company called Impacts Marketing, or a content marketing agency. And we do two core things. One, we teach and coach and train people how to come up with a content strategy for their business, how to attract their audience, convert that audience into clients, and build an industry-leading brand at the same time. And then on the other half, we do done-for-you content creation services, which is perfect for business owners or executives that maybe are running teams, are really busy, and they don't want to go through all the learning process and have to figure everything out on their own. They want to just have somebody do it so we can sit down with people for 1 hour once a month and get 20 plus pieces of content that are high quality content, video and text, for them to post, attract their audience, and again, win clients and build an industry leading brand.
Ooh, let's dissect both of those. Let's start with done for you, because you just said 20 pieces of content in 1 hour. How does that work? And how do I know that it's going to be personalized and fit my brand? How do you guys extract that? Can you tell us a little bit how that works?
Yeah. So the first thing that we do is we sit down with you. We do a consult call, right? So we're going to want to know about what's your brand, what's the story you're trying to tell, what's the message you're trying to get off or get across to your audience, what is the look and feel of your brand, what are the brand foundations, And we want to know your target audience, obviously, who you're trying to bring in and talk to. Once we do that, then it's a matter of scheduling that 1 hour once a month. And the beauty of it is, Ben, is that we're asking you questions. So we'll have 25 to 30 questions ready to go that we know will be relevant to you and your audience that you'll want to, that will bring great content out of you. And we ask those questions, stories come out of there, values come out of there, tips, strategies, tactics, techniques, all of those types of things, client success stories, all those types of things come out of that conversation. We record the whole thing and then we're able to chop that up. We got a video, create a video editing team that does amazing work with the videos. They really bring the stories to life in the videos. You've probably seen some of them, right? So they do that work. And then we have copywriters that will write the copy out, but it's all in your voice. It's all you on video. It's all coming straight from you. We're just taking it and making it ready to post.
Got it. So I'm going to show up. I'm going to be on video, but you're going to extract these insights from me and then take out the ums, ahs, add a little bit of flair. And all I really had to do was sit on my butt on Zoom, which I was going to do on all day, every day anyways.
Exactly. And the beauty of it, yeah, the beauty of it too, is that now you don't have to really think about your content throughout the month, right? It's done for you. You just showed up for that hour. It's all in your voice. It's all coming from you. It's all applicable to your audience. It's high level, good quality content. And more importantly, you get to now spend time engaging. You get to spend time in the comments. You get to spend time going to other people's pages that may be potential clients of yours and interacting with their content. So really, or maybe you're spending time with your team or the sales department, whatever it is, it really frees up that business owner, let's say, to do more high revenue type activities and not have to be in the weeds of their content.
I love it. Is it just video, or are you repurposing for like infographics and quotes and different things, or is it straight video content?
Right now we're doing video and text. So we haven't gotten into infographics and that kind of stuff yet. Would we at some point? Potentially, but it's video and text for now.
Now, let me ask you this, because I believe at the core, everyone should at least try to do it themselves, just in the fact that you get more comfortable on camera, you get more comfortable talking to people, you get more comfortable pitching your brand and talking about what you do just in a day-to-day conversation. So I want people to ultimately be able to do a little bit by themselves, but it sounds like it's almost a middle ground. Now, what if I showed up and I've got a crack in my cell phone? I'm honestly waiting for Black Friday. I'm going to buy a new one, but I got a crack in my phone. It's bad quality. Maybe the mic doesn't work good. Does any clients ever just set up their cell phone and do it that way with the crack in it? What if they're not looking at the camera? What if they aren't? Do you guys train them how to? Do you need to be at a certain level for it to actually be worthwhile? You know what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, it's great questions. And I agree with you that I think people should develop the skills, like the content creation, you know, creating videos, writing copy, their social selling, building communities online, having a digital presence. All of those are skills for the future. It's a question of how much time do you want to spend on it, what you want to do yourself versus what you want someone else to do. Similar if we're going to build a website, it's like, should I learn how to build a website, or should I just have someone else build it for me? You know, and maybe there's the middle ground, right? Where you do a little bit of both and then you learn, okay, I'm going to have a professional do it. But and there's also scenarios where you may use our services maybe for a year, and then maybe you hire somebody internally to run a content marketing department, right? I think those are not necessarily... those aren't things that every company has now, but I think at some point they will. I think they'll have a video in-house video person. They'll have an in-house content writer. But that middle ground of like, we're not there yet, but we still need help with our content. We can't necessarily do it all ourselves. That's kind of where we come in at. And to answer your question about this crack in the screen and the equipment, I mean, it is important that your audio is good and that your video doesn't look terrible. But if you've got a modern smartphone, I mean, they're really good quality cameras in those. So I always teach people, like, people are always like, especially with my green screen videos, they're always like, you must have the most crazy setup and all this fancy equipment and shit. And like one day I showed the video where it was like me in my one bedroom apartment. Literally my desk was on a small dining room table, and I had a cheap Logitech camera, $30 lights, and a green screen I pulled up and down. Like the, and a Yeti mic. That was my equipment. And I was making these like crazy, creative, really cool videos that people thought were so fancy. And the reality was, they were just well scripted. They were good, creative videos that were speaking to my audience about what matters to them. And then I had a good editing team that would help bring that story to life. So you don't need fancy equipment. You don't need photographers and videographers to come out and do all this crazy stuff. You need a smartphone. you know, webcam, you need a Yeti mic, you need, you know, maybe not even that. If you're just using your smartphone, that may be enough alone, and you can make great quality content. It's more about the message. It's more about the creativity. It's more about what you say and what you do in the video than it is about every little piece of equipment that you have.
Now, at this point, Alex, you've become a pro at it. Tell us a little bit of a story, because I know you haven't been in the industry for 20 years. You almost came out of nowhere and just blew up in this industry. So tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today. And it's like, have you always been this charismatic? Have you always had this much conviction? Have you always been good on video? I mean, a lot of people are nervous on video and they're wondering, where do I start? Well, where did Alex start and how did you get so good at what you do?
Yeah, I started on video like a lot of people start on video, where it wasn't very pretty. It was awkward. It was, the videos were too long. I mean, I was all over the place talking about a ton of different things, wasn't laser focused. Certainly didn't know how to write a script for the creative ones. Wasn't sure how to extract content from conversations like I know how. So it's not like I showed up day one and I was just like always amazing at videos, you know, and I still think I have so much opportunity to learn and grow even where I'm at today. Like, I still think I'm just getting started in a lot of ways with video. I really believe that. But in terms of my personality, I mean, I've always been like, if you talk to my like employees and people that I worked with in my old company before I started this business, I was the guy that showed up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm high-fiving. I'm like, let's go, baby. Let's go. Like, that's always been my personality, you know, high energy. I'm pretty optimistic. It doesn't mean I don't have bad days, of course, and stuff. And I get down about stuff too, just like anyone, but I am very grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be here right now. I'm pumped up about the now. I'm pumped up about the future. I try not to let the past, I try not to think about that too much. And I'm just excited, man. I think everyone's got something amazing inside here and inside here to share with the world. And part of my mission and part of my purpose while I'm here is to help people unleash that, unlock that creativity, unleash that creative, and go live a fulfilled life in business and life, whatever, you know, relationships, anything. I think that for a long time in my life, the reason I'm so passionate about that is because I kept it in for so long. And I had these gifts and these talents and these things I could have shared with the world, but I just, because insecurities or society or what I thought I should be in business mm-hmm. was different than what I really was. And I was just, this whole time I could feel myself kind of fighting with it. Like, I'm not the suit and tie person. Like, I have this kind of different outgoing personality that's kind of goofy, you know, like, and I just didn't feel like I always fit in. And when I started this business and really like unleashed my own creative, it really taught me that, wow, you really can lean into yourself and who you are and your purpose. And then I just became so passionate about helping other people do the same exact thing. I was like, there's a ton of people right now that are like locked up. I got to set them free, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's been, I think that's part of the reason that I grew relatively quickly, is because it wasn't just about me selling a product or service. It was about a movement. It was about something more than myself.
What was that tipping point? What was that moment where you felt like you set yourself free? Did you have a mentor? Did you have a consultant help you with this? Was it just always within you and you just threw it at the wall? And like, tell me about that tipping point where you decided, I'm going off on my own. I'm passionate about this. I can do this. When did that happen, or how'd that occur?
The tipping point was when I hit a sort of a rock bottom in life. Like, I was going through a divorce at the time, my full-time job, there was things going on there that I wasn't happy with, a lot of changes. And overall, I was just not in a great place. I was not in a great place. And I took a look at my life. I had to step back out at that point, and I had to say, what is happening right now? And why is it happening? And how did I get here? And more importantly, where do I want to go from here? And what does that look like? And then, more importantly than that, who do I need to become as a person to attract that kind of life, to live that kind of life, to have that kind of a business? So I had to get really honest with myself, and I had to look myself in the mirror and say, man, what's important to me? What changes do I need to make? You know, am I being the best dad I could be? Am I being the best son I could be? Am I being the best friend I could be? Am I being the best business person? Am I truly fulfilling my destiny and what I think I was here for? And am I unleashing my own creativity? Am I using the potential that I have? I always thought that I was going to do something big and impact the world ever since I was a little kid. But I think at some point I kind of lost that. And I had to go back and say, what about that vision, man? What about that, you know, this impact that you want to make? Like, whatever happened to that? Are you just going to just say, you know, screw it and never go for it? Or are you actually going to go for it? And I think it's for me, when people go through tough times, it's like they can, you could get down about it. But for me, I see it as an opportunity to say, if you hit rock bottom, if you're in a really challenging place for a chance to take the risk, go for it. You got nothing, like almost nothing to lose at that point. So that was the moment when I was like, I'm going for it. I'm starting this business and I'm going to go for the life that I want. And I got this vision and I know what I want to go for, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. I didn't have the roadmap. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have a mentor, really. Nobody in my family started a business. I didn't have any friends that were business owners. So, I mean, I was out there pretty alone for a while until I started meeting other people, but I just knew I had a desire to, I was like, man, we got one life to live. And I don't want to look back and say that I didn't give it my all. I don't want to look back and say that I didn't truly use my potential and my gifts and go for what I wanted out of this one life. I don't know if it's like a rock bottom, but it was definitely a dark place in my life. I mean, it was a very challenging time in my life, and which I think in a lot of ways was a good thing because it forced me to really reflect on things and it kicked me into gear, I think, in a lot of ways. So, it was, but I mean, how I think now is I'm happy. I got the business I have. I have two beautiful kids I see every single week, and they're a big part of my life. And so I have a great relationship with them. Great people in my life. I've met amazing people from starting this business and just a ton of relationships, even just off LinkedIn. And I'm always just trying to work towards, you know, what is life really about for me? And I think that's such a powerful question that we don't think about enough. And if you ask yourself that question, what's life really about for you? For me, it's about waking up every day, doing what I love and doing it with the people I love. And so I'm just a very simple person. I don't need to have, you know, some kind of crazy car or crazy house or anything like that. I want to wake up every day doing something I love that I'm fulfilled by, that I feel like is making a difference in people's lives in a positive way. And hopefully surrounding myself with good people that love me for who I am and love me for who I can be and push me and support me. And we have fun together.
I love it. With the people you love, do what you love. Help people, affect people positively, be there for your children. That's what it's all about. And we know big picture, Alex. We know that you're a good guy. We know that you're kicking butt. I'm curious about those minute details. Video content creation, like what does that process look like? Are you the kind of guy that just sits down and has an idea and just starts talking, or are you storyboarding it beforehand? Tell us a little bit about the creation process you go through.
Well, for me personally, there's a couple different kinds of videos, right? So there's like the edutainment videos, which are more the scripted creative ones, where maybe like yesterday I did a rap, you know, about somebody, it was a story, but it was a kind of a rap musical type thing of a character that was scared to get on video, scared to put himself out there, put out content. And the other character was trying to guide him a little bit, right? And inspire him to say, you got this, man, you got this, like keep going, and gave him some advice and tips and stuff. And so those kind of videos I work on ahead of time. Typically my routine in the morning is one of the first things I do, after I get through my work, like my first thing I do is like my little meditation type of thing where I'll just get in my own head and think about what I'm grateful for, the vision, where I want to go, what the day is going to look like. I'll do that stuff first. And then very quickly after that, I get into script writing mode and creative mode where I just want to write scripts. I just enjoy it. For me personally, I just enjoy it. It's not for everyone, but for me, I like it. Like today I was working on the social media Squid Games, you know, so I've got a video that's going to be the social media Squid Game. It's going to be kind of a funny one, but there's going to be a good message behind it. Right. Mm. So those kind of videos I plan ahead. I'm not going to wake up one day and record those videos. I'll script them out. I'll record them. I'll send them to editing. Right. And then they'll come back and I'll post them the next week or even 2 or 3 weeks out sometimes. And then the other kind of video is more of the conversational style video, or more of just a simple takeaway, things like that for my audience, which could be something like this. I'll chop this up into 3 or 4 or 5 micro clips and then send to editing. And then I'll post like one of these a week. So my audience will get something that's edutainment, that's really different, creative, like, wow, I've never seen something like this before. This is crazy. I learned something, but I also got entertained. That's edutainment at its finest. Then I'll post something like this though, so they can see a more serious side of me where I'm talking about something that matters in content marketing or building your brand, or maybe a life lesson that kind of ties in with all that. So there's that. And then I'll do, you know, sometimes just the vertical style videos, like more of the TikTok style, where maybe it's a little mix of both. Maybe it's a message, maybe it is some edutainment. And then I do a couple text posts throughout the week too. So I'm organized, man. I go 2-3 weeks out. I'm already thinking about content and script and content for 3 weeks out now. And then for our clients, you know, we try to batch record and create everything so they can sit down for 1 hour once a month and we can kind of just create everything in the next few days for them.
I love this.
I think if you stay ahead of it, to me, in my personal opinion, if you stay ahead of it and you're not constantly trying to chase down what you're going to do next, you allow yourself to be more creative and have more freedom to talk about the things that really matter and create better quality of content versus trying to wake up every day and hope something hits you and try to create a piece of content out of that. Not to say that doesn't happen sometimes, because sometimes it does hit you and then you're like, I'm doing it. That's fine. But if every single piece of content you post like that, it's hard to sustain it over a long period of time.
Yeah, you don't want to wait for the inspiration to start creating the content. You want to be ahead of the game. You want to be planned. It sounds like you're looking at it holistically. There's short form, there's long form, there's humorous, there's creative rap videos. Let's talk about the rap videos, man, because do you have a second career on the side? You've got pretty good flow.
No, I don't, but people ask me about the rapping. And you know, the thing with me, though, is I have been rapping and writing music since I was 14. So I'm 35 now. So what, 16 years or so? Or wait, 21 years? I'm horrible at math.
20 or so years, yeah.
20 or so years. So terrible math. So I've been doing it for a long time, right? Like I've been, it's not like I just like, some people are like, did you just like come up with some rap stuff and then decide to do it? It's like, no, I have a passion for music. Like music lights my soul up. I mean, if there was one thing in this world like that I could hold on to other than family and like close loved ones, like it is music for sure. I actually want to start incorporating more music into my content. So I've always been into writing songs, into writing scripts. I've been in studios. I've made music before. So yeah, it's not a new thing for me. It wasn't like I just woke up one day. I was like, I'm gonna try a LinkedIn rap, you know? So it's a big part of who I am. It's an expression of creativity. It's an expression of me and my voice and my message. And so I figure, yeah, why not let that show through on some of the content?
I love it. I mean, I've never LinkedIn rap, but you inspire me to want to do something like that. Cause I'm like you. I mean, I've been playing music since I was a teenager. And not at one point in my life have I thought about let's incorporate into business. And I'm stumbling because I'm thinking to myself as I talk here how different and how cool that is, that we have our phones in our hands, right? We want to be entertained, but you can also send a message. As like, give us an example of maybe a LinkedIn rap or something silly and, you know, entertaining, but at the end of it, I get a ton of education out of it. Do you have a good example, something specific?
Yes, I have a lot of examples like that. But yeah, that's a great point, right? And that's edutainment at its finest. It's combining educational or a good message, maybe it's motivational, with something that's entertaining. A good example, and I've done a lot of these over the last couple of years, but one good example that I'll tell you that it actually converted to a few clients, and I'll tell you how it converted. It's really interesting. I made a social wild, wild west of social media. Right. This is how you take an edutainment video and convert it to a client. I make a Wild Wild West video that's a rap video. So this guy, this client, right? Client of mine, picture the customer hero journey. He enters the Wild Wild West. But it's social media, right? Sometimes social media can feel like the Wild Wild West to people that don't have a proven strategy, that haven't been doing it for years, because it's crazy. There's a lot going on. It's loud, it's noisy. It's like, what do we do? Where do we show up? How do we act here? And so this guy shows up. The kind of the hero of the story, the main character of the story, he shows up to this Wild Wild West and he's like, what is going on here? And he meets these different characters where he's like, it's one character's trying to pitch him a product. One character's trying to get him to come over here and do this. One character's just doing crazy stuff. And he's like, man, I knew social media was crazy. Like this whole thing is just whack, man. I don't want to be here. Like he's having this internal dialogue with himself that he's saying, social media is crazy. I knew I shouldn't have been here in the first place. And right. Then he meets this guide who is kind of like me, right? Like then he meets this guide and he thinks they're going to do a showdown. They kind of go for their guns almost. And then I come out and I'm like, hey, I'm actually here to help you. Like I'm here to show you that social media, I know it seems crazy and it seems like the Wild Wild West. And I understand your internal concerns, your external concerns, your belief system around that, your insecurities, all that. I understand all of that. But let me show you a couple of things that I think you'll really get value from. Let me show you a different perspective to look at it. Let me show you what it can do for your business, your brand, for winning clients here. And I start going through that. And this is all in a rap. The whole thing's a rap. The main character, the client's rapping. The other characters are rapping. I'm rapping. And then at the end, at the end, the rap stops and the main character, my client, goes, man, you know, we showed up to social media. We thought it was crazy. We weren't really sure how we were going to navigate through this or what our path to success was going to be and, or who we were going to hire to help do it. And now I think we found that. And I look at the character, the potential client, and I say, are you ready to ride? and the guy with this Wild Wild West hat, you know, West hat, his old school Wild Wild West hat on, he goes, I reckon I am. And then it goes to the outro.
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing about that is I won a couple different clients off that. But one of the clients that reached out, I had never engaged with him at all before. No messages, no email. He booked a call. And then in his message, he said, I'm ready to ride. And I was like, if that just didn't hit home, I was like, if that wasn't just an edutainment that was just literally set up to convert a client that basically they saw themselves going through that journey and then even use the same exact language that I use. That's the power of video. That's how you use edutainment and video to convert an audience member, a potential client to a client.
It sounds like what you're doing, Alex, is you're almost giving them a client experience well before they worked with you. I mean, they get to,
bingo.
They get to see exactly what this video, you connect with them. They see a process. They see your creativity. They see your video editors. He books that call. He already knows exactly what to expect. And I bet that man also had a million and one ideas of how he could start creating his own content as well. So even if he doesn't work with you, just inspired a guy, and he's going to go out and kick butt too. So this is huge. I love that it's a client experience, man. It's so tangible, and it's all done through video.
Exactly. And there's, you know, it's interesting, man. I've looked, I shared this earlier today, but the last 20, 30 conversations I've had with people on a Zoom call, just like prospecting calls, discovery calls, I've asked them, I said, hey, I'm just curious. Could you, what any piece of content, what do you remember seeing from me for the very first time? Or even just in the last 3 months, every single one of them, Ben, point to video. I remember you did this video on this, you did the zombie apocalypse video, you did this. I remember one video you were talking about, you know, how to use Sales Navigator to win clients. And then I go, do you remember any of my text posts? And they're like, I don't think one of them, maybe one of them remembered something, but he still wasn't even sure if it was a text or a video. It just goes to show that video is it's memorable. It hits on more human emotions as a deeper connection with your audience. So I know that, you know, some people are like, text and polls and the reach is so good and I don't want to give that up. And I'm like, well, you can use that too, but just don't abandon video just because you're pandering to the algorithm because you don't think it gets you as many views. Like, I know people that literally quit doing videos. It's like, LinkedIn doesn't show them to as many people. It's like, dude, I get that, but you're going to miss conversions. You're going to miss clients because there's still a ton of people watching the videos, even if it's 700 or 500 or 1,000, those are a lot of your potential clients. And when they see that, the conversion rates are higher, the engagement rates are higher. That may be a lurker that watched your last 7 videos that now is ready to purchase because of those videos. So I encourage people to use text polls, videos, pictures, but don't never abandon video just because you think that it's not working for that particular algorithm in that given moment in time. And also LinkedIn's going to be rolling out some new video features that no one knows about yet. That's coming soon. I would suspect that it's probably going to be a Reels type of TikTok type of thing. And so people got to be ready for that. Video is here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
You're spot on. You're making me and everyone at home realize that I need to be using video more. Really simply put, I post the video of this podcast, and I'm not a good video editor. There's not much there. But the only reason, the number one reason I post it is so they can recognize Alex, so they can recognize me, and they're not going to sit here and watch a 45-minute podcast, but when they listen to it, they know what Alex looks like, they know what I look like, even without a single video edit. So building that trust, building that facial recognition that when Alex sits down and gets on a Zoom with you, you already know exactly what he's made you smile, you know what he looks like, you know a little bit about his personality. None of that is possible with just an image. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like none of that is fully possible without the video content. So you're making me realize I got to do a lot more, brother.
You're totally right, man. And I always compare dating to business because there's so many similarities and parallels. if you are going to start dating somebody, which is kind of like what it's like when you get in a partnership with a client, right? Mm-hmm. It would be tough to do that if you guys just emailed back and forth or texted back and forth the entire time. You'd be like, I don't know. What do they look like? What's their personality like? Maybe someone else is writing this and it's not even them. Like, I don't know. You know, it's do we have the chemistry? Do our vision, like there's just certain, do I really trust this person? Do I feel like I know them? How can you get that? You can't get that through text or even a picture, as good as pictures are. You really can't get that unless you're doing that video, which is why you go on a date with somebody, which is why you would do a Skype or a Zoom or a FaceTime, because that would give you a deeper level connection. You would know then, you would say, okay, yeah, I like this person. I think we're hitting it off, right? I want to go on another date with this person. It's the same thing in business. So again, do you need to do 2 videos a day or 7 videos a week? No, I'm not saying that. But should you do a video or 2 a week as part of your content strategy? Abso-freaking-lutely, because that's how you build trust and credibility and likability at the highest of levels. And if you look at all the data and the research, whether it's websites, landing pages, explainer videos, content, videos just convert audiences. There's just no doubt about it. You know what I mean? Like, and I'll take it one step further. The extra cool thing is if you're putting out content regularly, and most of us are in industries where we're the top 1% of content creators, because most people just aren't putting out content, any content consistently. And even if they are, most people aren't doing it super well, or they're not doing video consistently. So if you're that top 1%, now you get on calls. And the leverage that you have, like when people see my videos and they've been kind of stalking my videos, even lurking for 3 to 4 or 5 months, and then they get on a call with me and they're like, God, I feel like I'm talking to like a mini celebrity. This is kind of cool. Like I've seen so many of your videos and like I've seen you do this and that. And like I've seen you talk about so many things. Dude, I feel like they're a stranger. Like I don't really know them at all. I'm like, I don't know how this person's going to, their personality. I don't know if they're serious, mm-hmm. if they're quirky. I have no clue. So my barrier is like, my wall's kind of up. Video brings the wall down. They're like, I know you, dude. I've seen you in your creative videos. I've seen you in your interview videos. I've seen you on podcasts. I've seen you direct. Like, I got a great experience and I have an expectation of what this is going to be like. And typically at that point, it just cuts the sales cycle down in half or more. And now they're on the call just like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy from you because I already know everything about you. I mean, or at least I know enough, right? Yeah. I just want to see now, like, I want to learn a little bit more details. I want you to hear about my problems, my pain points, my business, and just make sure there's like exact alignment. But they're pretty much sold once they get on the call.
You never have to go on a blind date again.
That's right.
You've got the resume. You've got the credentials. Yeah. You know what they look like. You know their history. Yeah, it's cold calling has been failing compared to how it used to be. And it makes sense. I mean, it's a blind speed date when instead you could be building a business profile that make people want to seek you out and they know, like, and trust you. So, man, you've been so much value. Alex, I want to go rapid fire round just to close out. Just get to know you a little bit better on a personal level. Either or, fill in the blank questions. You can say what it's like, whose line is it anyway? The points don't matter. The answers are subjective to you. But we go rapid fire, 30 seconds, see how many we can get in.
Let's do it.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Beer or wine?
Wine, 100%.
Favorite season?
Summer.
Favorite social media platform?
LinkedIn.
Podcasts or music?
Music.
Now, let's go a little bit longer in terms of your mentors, books you read, podcasts, video creators. Who do you recommend? Who else other than yourself should I be subscribed to?
It's a tough one for me because I haven't read a book in years, and I don't think I've listened to a podcast probably in years either. You know, I consume content to engage with and stuff on LinkedIn and other platforms, but I'm not a big content person myself, honestly. Cool. I do spend time with myself every day, and I get inspiration from things like, you know, TV shows like Squid Games is out, and that got me thinking about themes for my videos. And like, maybe I'll see a video on something, then I'll be like, how can I tie that into what I want to do? You know, so I get inspiration from music and from actors and actresses and productions and that kind of stuff. That's where a lot of my inspiration comes from.
I love it. And so we're going to follow you on LinkedIn. Is that the number one spot? Give us a little call to action of where I can follow you, stay in touch, see these videos. Again, this will be in the show notes, but let's hear it from you.
The best place is LinkedIn for sure. It's where I post the most content. I am on Instagram. I am on TikTok. I am on YouTube. But LinkedIn, if you want the daily content, that's where it's, that's where most of it's going to be.
And so we're not into next year yet, but I know you're always planning. Well, what's new and exciting for next year? You're doing Squid Games. You're doing Squid Games content. You're going to do some more rapping. What else can we expect from your channel?
Man, you just never know what's going to come from me. I mean, I always, the thing that I love is innovating and creating new things and opportunities. And so I'm excited about growing our team. We just promoted our first creative video editor to team lead yesterday. So that's exciting. But
congrats,
from a thank you. Yeah. But from a content standpoint, I'm always looking at how can I level up my video game and the video game or the video content of my clients. So we'll see. I'm excited. I want to try different styles of videos. I want to do more music in the content. I mean, I definitely, the creative videos are not going away.
Well, listen, Alex, you've been a pleasure. Your videos are great. So if someone is listening to this end of the podcast, trust me, you're going to love the videos more than you like this show. So check out Alex on LinkedIn. Thank you for bearing with my internet issues. Freaking people working on my house. I don't know if people can hear that too, but disaster scenario fixed by a great creator, Alex. And again, I appreciate your time, brother.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks again for listening to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. You need to go subscribe if you haven't yet. This show is completely free. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right. Thanks once more for listening to LST. I am so grateful. Talk to you soon.